This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm Sean Balint. Well, today on the program, we hear from State Representative Avery Bourne. I'm adding this editor's note. This program was recorded prior to Governor J.B. Pritzker signing legislation creating new legislative maps, the legislation recently passed by the Illinois House and Senate. So these legislative maps are on their way to becoming reality outside of a potential court challenge. Now on to the program. Turbulent times under the dome in Springfield. The Illinois General Assembly building a new legislative map, and Republicans say they're on the outside looking in. State Representative Avery Bourne has had a lot to say about the process or lack thereof, and we'll hear from her on this and a number of issues in this edition of Forum. First up, let's talk about maps, not Rand McNally or your summer travel destinations, but the maps that will determine who represents you in the future. The process has involved some public hearings, but not a lot of public debate when you talk about at the Capitol. Avery Bourne has certainly been a critic and a critic of the map science as well that has been used to develop new legislative districts, especially without census numbers available.
We've heard from the House Democrats who drafted this bill, apparently, that they hired data experts. Every time we ask, how did you do this small data manipulation? How did you determine these districts to be this way? They say, we have our experts and advice. And then when you ask about those experts and advice, with this specific, and I will say pretty damning condemnation of the ACS data being in the final map or being subdivided into small block level data, all of a sudden they didn't get that advice. They're not listening to their own experts. Yet they claim that this will be a national model. A lot of folks on the other side of the aisle want to say this isn't about the data. It is. People across this country, 55 advocacy organizations who don't have a partisan agenda for Republicans, are saying don't use this. Your own hired consultant is saying don't use this. The only reason you're pushing forward is a partisan agenda. We have said if you go to the Independent Constitutional Commission, we'll put people on that commission who are dedicated to an independent commission process. We haven't heard that commitment from your side. The people who are forcing it to make it a draw from a hat is your side. You don't want to take the chance. We don't want to take the chance because we want it to be the independent commission that you all have promised in your editorial boards, promised to your voters. It's in alignment with what Barack Obama said on that pedestal. That's in alignment with what your own president right now says. He says that elections are being rigged through gerrymandering. It's pretty rich to hear how you all are justifying this map, because you can't justify it on the process. You can only justify it on the policies that you have passed in a gerrymandered supermajority that are out of step with a majority of Illinoisans, and you want to maintain that control. And that's what I believe in. Count the people, put them in fair districts so they can pick who's up here speaking on their behalf, and you're not picking the people who are going to agree with your policies. You will listen to your constituents. And for Pete's sake, at least listen to the experts that you're paying a ton of money to justify your map. This is unbelievable. Vote no.
Bourne offered a critique of local legislative maps in a recent visit with me.
Yeah, you know, this is the perfect example of how they draw things for political gain. They've seen that Montgomery and Macoupin County and Christian County, frankly, have trended so Republican that they're trying to carve up a different Democratic district in the middle of the state and then leave our area to a Republican senator. And this is the wrong way to go about it. We should look at communities of interest And then have an independent commission draw a map that is fair so people can elect somebody that's their voice instead of saying, oh, this politician wants to represent these people. So I think this is a perfect example of that, that folks in that area had been voting Republican. So they said, all right, we'll just draw you something different to protect our Democratic senator somewhere else.
And former State Senator Andy Menard's 48th district would be unrecognizable under the plan that has been passed by lawmakers and awaits a signature from Governor Pritzker.
Yeah, you know, this is the perfect example of how they draw things for political gain. They've seen that Montgomery and Macoupin County and Christian County, frankly, have trended so Republican that they're trying to carve up a different Democratic district in the middle of the state and then leave our area to a Republican senator. And this is the wrong way to go about it. We should look at communities of interest and then have an independent commission draw a map that is fair so people can elect somebody that's their voice instead of saying, oh, this politician wants to represent these people. So I think this is a perfect example of that, that folks in that area had been voting Republican. So they said, all right, we'll just draw you something different to protect our Democratic senator somewhere else.
Under that new map, indeed, State Senator Doris Turner would no longer represent much of the WSMI listening area. Bourne is calling for Governor Pritzker to veto the map.
This is a decision that Governor Pritzker has to make. This is a sad day for democracy, but he has a role to play in this. If he allows this process to go forward and signs a map that was made in such a flawed way and in such a partisan way, then he's contributing to this downfall of people's faith in the way that our process works. As I mentioned, any map that's made in this process is going to further, one, keep Illinoisans from having any faith that we can do anything in a fair way in the legislature, but it's also going to keep these broken and I would say corrupt processes in place that have gotten us where we are. So I would say that this question should also be asked to Governor Pritzker.
The governor needs to live up to his promises. He said he would veto a map drawn by partisans, politicians, or their staffs. We've seen a map pass this General Assembly that is partisan and drawn by politicians and their staffs. He needs to live up to his word to the people of Illinois and veto that map. The Democrats hired an expert that said that the data they're using is not good enough for the map to be enacted, and they've said they'll go back and look at the census data. So it really begs the question if they're trying to work around our constitutional requirements, which is the opposite of what they said here on the floor. So I think if we're following the Constitution, we should use the right data and go to the independent commission and do it the right way.
And I think we all know politics these days is more partisan and personal. It's harder to find those lighthearted moments, but certainly one can be found in the redistricting debate as State Representative Bourne's son, Marshall, worked up a legislative map of his own in church.
Well, I'm a little biased that I like my son's map better, but it just goes to show the joke that their map is. As soon as we saw it, we thought it looked like a Microsoft Paint file. There was no data. There weren't even county lines in some instances, or communities, certainly. So we had a little bit of fun, and I gave my son a coloring page of the state. And I tend to think that he... his is at least the one that I like looking at better.
Hopefully his mom doesn't have to represent an area ranging from Raymond to Galena. All right, back to the serious business of legislation here. Let's move beyond maps. State Representative Bourne is a critic of the new ethics reform legislation that tries to address some of the ethics concerns tied to former House Speaker Madigan and some of the lawmakers who have been indicted in recent years.
I'm really disappointed with this piece of legislation. It's not in alignment with what former Legislative Inspector Homer, former Legislative Inspector Porter, or the current Legislative Inspector General have asked for. We have seen time after time after time members of this body, elected officials in Illinois, who have gone against the public's trust and who are, in some cases, have gone to trial for it. If we are going to show the public that they can have a renewed sense of trust in state government, we've got to do something a whole heck of a lot better than this watered down, diluted, and I think in some instances, really deceptive ethics reform.
And State Representative Bourne is taking issue with legislation addressing how the birds and bees are taught in schools, especially plans to move that process up.
We debated a bill the other day that I opposed that took the principal and teacher mentoring programs out of what the other side characterized as groups, independent groups, and gave them to ISBE because they wanted there to be control at the state level of what that program would be. We're doing the opposite in this, but it's not on teacher and principal mentoring. It's on sex education for elementary kids. We're giving that right to an independent group at the national level and giving them the authority to change these standards at any given moment. No input from teachers, no input from parents. Independent groups, not accountable to anyone. Not accountable to anyone. In their own standards, in addition to, which is what we were on, it says that the standards will address ever-evolving learning needs of students, including as it relates to emerging topics on sex and sex education. So when you're voting today, you've heard about some of the wildly inappropriate for that age topics that will be covered. You don't even know what these are going to be in 5-10 years. And guess what? It doesn't matter because it's still going to be the standard in our schools. If you are concerned about, like you were a couple days ago, delegating responsibilities from groups and giving it to the state so there's more oversight, please be consistent when it comes to teaching these topics to our children. This is something that a lot of you are going to say, well, your side's just backwards on this. So of course we're going to vote yes. But think about the 10-year-old in your life and look at these standards. Or the 10-year-old that's 1 year now, what are these standards going to look like when they're nine years older? We are delegating all authority to an unaccountable national group that could change these standards at any given moment with no check at the state level or at the school level. Please vote no.
Well, thanks for joining us for Forum. I'm your host, Sean Belent. We'll see you again next weekend. I'll be with you for Around Montgomery County right here on WSMI.